your host, Holly, and it's time for a little teaser talk. What's up, everyone? It's Holly with Teaser Talk, and we are live from Rocklahoma.
Hey, I'm Sean from Even to Death. What's up, motherfuckers?
Rocklahoma, America's biggest Labor Day festival, is back this September 1st through the 3rd in Prior Creek, Oklahoma. Pantera. Godsmack. Rob Zombie. Limp Bizkit. Plus, Bush, Chevelle, Corey Taylor, Daughtry, Theory of a Dead Man, and more. Get passes and camping on sale now at rocklahoma.com. Presented by Bud Light.
What's up, everyone? It's Holly here with Teaser Talk, and I'm here with the guys from Crobot.
Hi.
Hello.
We are at day two, which I feel like, and I love Rocklahoma, I feel like it's like day 582 with these triple-digit weather. What do you guys think?
So who played yesterday? Who was the headliners?
Godsmack.
Okay, cool. And today is Limp Bizkit?
Mm-hmm.
I love me some
Limp Bizkit. I'm so excited. Like, I've never, honestly, shamelessly sad to say, I've never seen Limp Bizkit live.
We saw him once.
Like, now is my time to shine.
Growing up.
From the back, because I don't want to be in the middle of that crowd.
That shit made me so hype. Oh my god. Break Stuff when that came out.
Oh my gosh. But you know, even his newer stuff's fun too.
I love it. Yeah. Out of Style, that first song.
I was gonna say Out of Style. I played it and I was like, oh shit, this is the same stuff he was putting out back when I was in middle school.
Wes Borland's a great guitar player. He's one of my favorite guitar players.
Yeah.
Very good at riff writing.
So excited. But anyways, we're not here to talk about Limp Bizkit. We're here to talk about you guys. How has Rocklahoma been for you guys so far?
So we played Rocklahoma in 2014.
Very cool.
And that was when the tornado, I'm sure, I know it's happened numerous years or whatever, but we were evacuated. We were the last band to play, and when we got evacuated. And on the way out of there, we all had to stop and pee. But like, we couldn't get off on any of the exits.
Yeah.
So we finally stopped and found the exit we could get off on. And then like, the gas station was locked. And we couldn't get in to piss, and we're standing in the rain, and then we saw we heard the tornado siren, and it was terrifying. That was...
So where are you guys from?
Okay,
born and raised.
Born and raised, I was from Northeast Tennessee. And then I moved when I was 18, 19, moved to Pennsylvania, where I met the singer of Crobot, and we started Crobot there.
Yep.
And now I moved to Austin, where Pat's from, Texas.
I love
Austin.
Our
drummer and Pat and me all live in Austin, Texas.
So that's why you were scared about the tornado siren.
Oh, yeah. Growing up, we never had those.
Like, to us, that's like a typical Tuesday.
Oh, it scares the shit out of me.
Honestly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, crazy experience in 2014. Outside of the evacuation and not being able to tinkle.
We tinkled eventually.
But also, okay.
But just like
personal
in the
question
wind,
time.
Just running.
Personal
yeah, we
question
were
time.
Just pissing,
why didn't you get like an empty bottle and just tinkle an empty bottle?
I was really drunk and like.
Oh,
honestly,
okay. Logistics are out the window at this point.
You have to have a Gatorade bottle, otherwise you're shoving your dick in this fucking tiny little hole, and then you just get piss everywhere.
I mean, I can't relate.
And it's not that I have this giant hog.
I mean, it kind of sounds like you
might. I don't. I definitely don't. But you have to just mash it in there. A giant hog. I don't have one. I've got a tiny
But I mean, if you require a Gatorade just to tinkle into, I'm like...
I've got a tiny little man dick.
You know, like that meme of that lady that's like doing the mathematics? That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah. I guess I'm... I don't know. I mean, I'm a big dude.
Lies, all lies.
They don't know
what we're talking about.
Yeah, he'll say, he just said
that. He's like, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
that's
it's huge.
I've seen it.
They've been calling me Boss Hog. So Boss Hog's got a hog.
That's so funny.
Oh, peeing in bottles.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, Pat, he drinks a lot of water. And he has a gallon of gallon
He's
jug.
He's one of those healthy people, I get
and
it.
And his saying is, every jug has a future. Because he pisses and said once he drinks the water, then he pisses in it.
Oh, I was gonna say, once you drink the pee, I was like, he drinks his own tinkle? Oh my gosh,
no,
I was literally waiting for that.
That's never, ever happened.
I see, so you're recycling, you're making use of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've never drank my own piss, but I would.
I mean, if I was about to die, maybe.
If someone gave me $25, I would do it.
$25?
Absolutely.
Well, it's your lucky day, sir. I have
I mean, yeah, that'd pay for a meal. Honestly, I would do a lot of things for a little amount of money.
Do you realize that this is being broadcast on
yeah,
all the interwebs?
I mean, I just don't give a shit.
What's the craziest thing you have done for $25?
I mean, no one ever asks, right?
What's the craziest thing you've done for free then?
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm sure a lot of things, but I just can't. Anything you can think of?
Start a band.
There it is.
One time I ate 14 hot dogs at a Dollar Dog night.
I mean, you got your 14 bucks worth. Did you get ill?
Yeah, I did. I threw up.
Oh my gosh! I don't think I could eat.
And
like
it was just
three.
For fun, just for a laugh.
Just for funsies. Just no for a laugh. Like
no
free
one
gift card.
That's what I'm saying.
No free like
do
bill.
Much to get me to do something.
Wow.
Stupid.
We should definitely have you back on the podcast. We should hang out sometime.
Yeah,
this is going to be a good fun time.
A good time. He's toured with me. He knows how it goes.
You're right, boss.
What's the?
That's right.
Okay. See, this is a nickname. So you're not lying. Okay.
No.
This is interesting.
So every tour.
All this information I'm putting together in my head, like, what can I have him do for $25?
For every tour, I start the tour and I come up with a nickname I want everyone to call me. And this tour, it's been Moss Hog.
Okay.
And I've been calling him Cooter.
This is very interesting. This is an interesting turn of events.
This is a real
world. Mind sharing
too.
Like where you got that nickname from?
I believe it's from a television show.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. What is it? What's the show?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard. I think I've heard of that one time.
I've never seen it, but I know there's a Boss Hog in there.
That's so funny. So, anyways, going back to the band. What do you guys have anything for us to look forward to as far as like new music coming out, tour dates, more shows, maybe obviously more antics?
Yeah, we are recording and we'll be releasing something hopefully by the end of the year, and then continuing releases throughout next year with a new record, and touring next year as well. We don't have anything set in stone as far as tour dates, but the rest of this year is sort of a wash because we're writing and recording.
Very cool.
So this is the last date of the tour, but yeah.
What's your writing recording style like?
It usually starts with ideas from like the house, like the bedroom, the house, or like just we jam on tour together and come up with ideas, and then we flesh them out and develop them on the computer and in the room. But there's a lot of different ways now. It used to be just like get in the room and like jam, but it's so easy to continue to work on things by yourself and on the computer that it's like. It's a good way to be efficient.
Yeah, for sure. With all the technology coming in,
you just have to like be careful to like not, you know, for it to be real. It's real easy to overwrite something, you know, because you're not jamming it.
Yeah, and that's a question too. I was thinking is like, so from creating a song, like where it was like, hey, we have to be locked in this room and like until like we have a finished product versus like now. Do you kind of feel that there's a difference of that music, or do you just have to have that self-awareness of we have to be in that right environment and the right passion?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime we write something in the box is what they call it on the computer, then we always make sure to jam it enough to where it feels right, like with the band, and things change from that to that. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
We always make sure to allow time for that, so it doesn't sound like fake or like. Oh, that's not how I'd play that part because I never fucking played it with the band. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Gotta play with the band.
Has to feel right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, for everyone listening in, what's the best way for them to connect with you? Obviously, they can search you guys in Spotify, Apple, iTunes, all those great
Grindr,
places.
Grindr, right?
Yeah. You know what? Okay. Let me get on this real quick because, like, we've been on tangents and I feel like this is appropriate.
Yeah.
So my best friend, Scotty, he is a Grindr user. And, well, was a user. He's now cuffed up. But anyways, I'm just throwing that out there so his boyfriend might be listening.
Right,
but like, wait,
right.
You're still on Grindr?
Not on there anymore.
Yeah, he's not on there anymore. But we'd always play this game when we would go out of town, and we call it the Headless Horseman. And he would pick up pictures of, you know, like, of guys throwing their chest. And then we would, like, walk around, like, trying to figure out, like, where's Waldo?
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where they're like, okay, we're 6 feet tall. And Scotty's like, I don't know, like 5'8" or something. So he's like, okay, so they're about this feet tall. And then like Scotty would walk around with his hands up. Like, and we're like, That's him. It's just a fun game to play.
Like,
so
I would love to play that game.
We would go to these conferences and have like a lot of like straight guy friends that would be like so bought into it, and they would nail it every time. I'm like, Joe Exotic, we ain't so straight, are you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you point that one
ones
out.
Or the little ones? Which one you like watching? The big one or the little one? Always the big one, Joe. Always the big one.
Yeah, you
gotta watch the big one.
Always the one that requires a Gatorade bottle for sure. That one for sure.
Yeah. Gatorade dick sponsorship.
Oh my gosh.
So quick just a little thing about us. We had our trailer stolen.
Oh no.
And yeah, it sucked. All our gear was in it. And then turns out that it got found and the cops didn't tell us, and it got sold at auction. And there was nothing that we could do about it because it was the tow truck company is supposed to give us a letter in 45 days, and after that it's their legal property.
Yeah.
So it just like really kicked us in the ass. But the company that bought it at auction and who it belongs to now is called Sir Rat Leather, and it's a BDSM like gay sex store.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's who owns our trailer now, which is like, I want to go to them and be like, hey man, will you just give us some fucking leather shit?
Because, yeah, like get
that's metal. Like
this?
Judas Priest, like Rob Halford.
But I mean, hey, if you also want to get some other things from them, who am I to judge?
I mean, all of it is still rock and roll. I mean, I think that's the coolest thing ever, that Rob Halford, you know, he brought to mainstream metal all these like underground gay sex things.
Yeah.
That all these fucking homophobic dudes were like, I love that guy. He's the best.
Yeah.
And so much so that when he did finally come out, like, they were like, fuck, I don't know, he's cool.
I won't throw away my leather gear that I got from him.
I mean, as long as you don't look at me, you know, whatever they say.
That is
good
awesome.
Good on Rob Halford, dude.
Yeah, that is absolutely, I agree. And definitely keep us posted about the trailer situation and if you get your leather goods or not. I'm curious.
Yes.
I would actually help you craft that email to them.
I think it's an in-person thing. I think
true.
We should just go there and be
like... And
where
is this located at?
It's in Austin, Texas. Sir Rat Leather.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to be in Austin in October, so
maybe
like,
we
don't tempt me with a good time.
I thought maybe we should just name the record that.
You definitely should name it
Sir
that.
Sir Rat Leather.
I
it's a pretty badass
that.
Name. Yeah.
It definitely.
We
it
had an EP called Rat Child, so I don't know if it would... That's too much rat, you know what I mean? But
yeah, you can have enough rat.
Sir Rat Leather.
It's got like more cowbell, right? Rat, more rat.
Fucking awesome.
Lots of rat in there.
Yeah, you gotta have the rat.
Well, that was a fun story leading up to next time we're gonna have a podcast and see what you're gonna do for $25 plus Austin antics, because this is happening.
Start a list. Like, create a list.
Oh, I've already started it.
Yeah. Next time I see it, we'll just check them off.
We're just—it's like a bucket list.
I'll
but
be
it's
fucking
a...
walking out with at least $500 in my pocket. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I mean, if that's how much.
No, 100%. I will come up with. But then, like, some of it, I might be a little selfish and be like, "Will you like wash my car?"
Yes.
My stupid shit like
whatever,
that too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, game on.
Yard.
Well, thanks guys so much for hanging out. This was a fun episode. And I think people saw a different side of us, or at least...
Maybe you, not Crowbot.
Well,
any Crowbot fans
honestly,
know.
Going back earlier this season, we did have an episode called, where we had played a game called Kinky Sex Position or Yoga Pose. So
yeah,
this isn't...
They're pretty synonymous.
They know the giraffe? What would you think that would be?
The giraffe. Long neck. I would say, like, standing over a girl. I don't.
Okay, you're on the right track. So it is a
right,
kinky
like
sex
straddling
position.
Straddling
yeah.
the girl, and maybe she's like.
No. Here,
stuck
think about this.
Dick.
No, think about it this way. You bend over to eat things like giraffes.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Right.
But yeah, no. So anyway, saying that to say, our listeners, they're used to my foul mouth sometimes.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, ours too. They
perfect.
They understand.
Perfection.
I'm gonna say some stupid shit. Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't gotten in trouble with somebody so far.
Well,
but I haven't. Everything's so good. People still like me, I guess.
You're still doing
or
it.
Or they shut the either that or no one gives a shit. So it's fine either way.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, again, guys, thanks so much for being on. It was so much fun. And
thank you, Holly.
We can't wait for the next time of what you will do for $25.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. Thanks.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Teaser Talk. Head over to teasertalk.com to subscribe so you don't miss out on another episode. Until next week, keep rocking.